We had Dr. Alan Cunningham, who's the superintendent of the Dodge City Schools, on our program last week. Now we'll get a different opinion on the state education lawsuit pending before the Kansas Supreme Court with Dr. Rick Atha of the Garden City Schools, USD 457. Of course, a decision on its funding for schools and whether the legislature needs to kick in another $440 million is expected early next year.
Well, obviously, our revenue to Garden City Public Schools has decreased significantly since 2008, but to the tune of several million dollars. And we've had to make several cuts in the school district in personnel. About 80% of our budget is made up of teachers and bus drivers and administrators and paraprofessionals. About the only way that we can make cuts and make adjustments for loss of revenue is to reduce staffing.
You know, a lot of people would say, well, what does reduced staffing mean to a child's education, even though the state may be spending less per student? What would you say to them?
Well, I think right now the pain that's felt close to the closest to the classroom right now has been we've lost our library paraprofessionals that was support in each of our libraries throughout the district. We increased class size by a couple of students, but that doesn't break out evenly. I would say in our high school right now, you'll see several classes that are 30 or more in a classroom. We've lost administrators in the district, which serve principals and central office administrators that serve as support to the classroom teachers, and some of that has gone away. If you look at our buses right now, our buses, we cut 4 bus drivers, so some of our buses are a little bit overcrowded throughout the district. You know, when you make those cuts, it reduces the services to teachers and to kids.
Talking with Dr. Rick Atha, the superintendent, USD 457, Garden City Schools, and adequately funding. That's in the Constitution. The legislature has to adequately fund education. What are they not doing right now that's not adequately funding and living up to their constitutional obligations?
Adequately funding, I mean, every study that's been done that the legislators have asked for has demonstrated that they're not appropriately or adequately funding public school education in the state of Kansas. And to me, adequate funding is making sure that we are able to have reasonable class sizes, we're able to implement quality services to our kids, we're able to address the needs of a, in our case, a very high at-risk population, a very high non-English speaking population of students. We are charged with educating all kids, no matter what walk of life, no matter how wealthy or how poor. And to me, adequately funding is meeting those needs of not only the at-risk kids, but our gifted kids, our kids that are college bound, our kids helping prepare all of our kids to be college and or career ready.
And that's not happening right now in your estimation?
In my estimation, I think it's happening in a lot of areas in our school district, but certainly we could do a better job. Mm. And part of that has to do with inadequate funding.
As we wrap up with Dr. Rick Atha, who is the superintendent, USD 457, Garden City Schools, what are you looking for most from the state Supreme Court? If they decide in favor of the schools, what would it mean to your school district? And then if they decide against, what does it mean?
You know, it's difficult to answer, and I taught American government. And one of the things you teach in American government is the role of the three branches of government, the legislative, the judicial, and the executive branch, which would be the governor. The legislative passes the laws. They take an oath. Each legislator takes an oath to follow the Constitution. The role of the judicial branch is to interpret the laws and the Constitution and to make sure that it is followed. So a ruling here that would state, it'd be great if the judicial branch said, the Supreme Court said, hey, we believe the state legislature is following the Constitution, the Kansas State Constitution, and schools are adequately funded. But if they come back with they're not being adequately funded, then I think the legislature has a duty to make sure that they appropriately fund education as per the Constitution they swore to uphold.
Appreciate USD 457 Superintendent Dr. Rick Atha joining us. And of course, that decision from the state Supreme Court on education funding, is the legislature adequately funding education? That's a question will be answered early next year.